Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of my
Welcome, soul. Friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
If one were to summarize the gospel and reduce it to its lowest common denominator, it would be Jesus Christ. He is the sum and substance of all that the Father has revealed unto the sinners which inhabit planet Earth. When Simeon beheld the infant Christ, he said he could now die in peace, because mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Joseph was instructed to call him Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. He is exactly suited to meet the needs of those he came to redeem. He is efficient, that is effective and capable, and sufficient, that is ample and satisfactory, for all that his people lacked and could not perform. He is that one who has fought our battles and well deserves the crown of praise, which is the delight of his people to render unto him. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. He is our sufficiency. The primary purpose of Christ's work was to bring glory to the Father. His elect surely benefit from being the objects of his love and the recipients of his amazing grace and mercy. Yet his fundamental purpose in the scheme of redemption is his own glory. If we fully understand that, then we can rejoice in his sovereign grace and delight to see him exalted in the earth in the proclamation of the gospel, rather than turning it into an exercise of trying to produce results and persuading men to believe it. He came into the world in order to magnify his glory in the redemption of sinners, and he accomplished exactly what he came to do. The proclamation of that truth is what he sends his preachers into the world to do. He said if he were lifted up, he would draw men unto himself. His hand is not shortened, save by many or by few, and all that the Father hath given him will come to him. And no power in heaven, earth, or hell can overturn his purpose, nor tarnish his glory. He said he was the vine. Therefore every vine on earth is placed here to bear witness unto him. Every time a grape is picked, there is a testimony to that work which he came to accomplish. Every time a bottle of wine is enjoyed or a peanut butter and jelly sandwich is eaten, he is magnified as the one who is the producer of fruit. The vine is the source of all life for the branches. The branches receive their sustenance from him and would soon wither and be worthless if cut off from him. We are the branches and have no strength nor life of our own. He said that without him we could do nothing. Yet in his strength we can do all things. The branch cannot attach itself to the vine. A branch must either grow out from the vine or be grafted into it by the skillful hands of a vine dresser. In either case, it is the vine which controls the connection. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. The branch cannot stay attached nor strengthen its attachment by its own power. Only the vine has the necessary power and life to sustain this affection. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. He is faithful to maintain his vineyard, being both the vine and the vine dresser. All fruit that is seen on the branches is the produce of the vine. There are many who are convinced that the fruit of the Spirit springs from their own volition, but he who works in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure is the producer of such. Keep in mind that it is called the fruit of the Spirit and not the fruit of the believer. The fruit is the evidence of his work in us and not vice versa. Any branch that does not produce fruit is useless and only worthy of destruction. Let no man think himself to be connected to the vine if there is no fruit being produced. Those branches which are attached by him and to him will produce fruit according to his purpose. All others will be cast away. Multitudes believe themselves to be Christians because they have made a decision to be or have made a public profession of faith. One cannot become a true follower of Christ except by the divine work of the Spirit of God in quickening and rebirth. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth fruit which is good. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Do you follow the way of Christ? You will perish without him.
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.